group is still a threat to Israel. Meanwhile, news broadcaster Al Jazeera's operations in the country have been shut down. Here's how the station reported it.
We're going to begin with breaking news from Israel, where the cabinet has voted to unanimously shut down Al Jazeera's operations in the country. That's according to Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in a statement on X. Now, it's not clear when this decision is going to take effect.
Its offices in Jerusalem have also been raided by police. Rishi Sunak's facing more turmoil within his party after a disappointing set of local and mayoral election results. The Conservatives lost nearly 500 council seats, with Labour, the Lib Dems and Independents all making gains. A 10-year-old girl's died in a house fire in Bradford. Three others and a woman have been taken to hospital. Police say they aren't treating the incident this morning as suspicious. A man's been arrested on suspicion of organising people trafficking across the English Channel. The 38-year-old was detained in Preston this morning. In sport, it's getting messy for Tottenham at Anfield, where they're taking on Liverpool in the Premier League. Live to Shane Pennington.
There's Liverpool 4, Tottenham 1, and Jurgen Klopp's side had been looking a bit toothless in recent weeks, but not today. They've absolutely dominated proceedings here, with Mo Salah, Andy Robertson, Cody Gakpo and Harvey Elliott doing the damage. Tottenham have just pulled one back through Richarlison, but we wouldn't rule out more goals here yet, with their Champions League hopes disappearing fast. It's Liverpool 4, Tottenham 1.
Spurs saw their rivals for a Champions League place, Aston Villa, lose 1-0 at Brighton earlier, while Chelsea thrashed West Ham 5-0 to keep their chances of qualification for Europe alive. Rangers put pressure back on Scottish Premiership leaders Celtic with a 4-1 victory over Kilmarnock. And Harlequins have missed out on a Rugby Union European Champions Cup final spot. They were beaten 38-26 by Toulouse. That's the latest. I'm Charlie Maggs.
This is Phoenix FM.
People applied, but only one person got through. DJ Nigel. It's time to face the music.
The best soul, funk, and disco on a Sunday night in Essex.
From a studio somewhere far, far away, you find the best soul, funk, and boogie. Here is the man himself, Nigel Fitzmaurice.
Very good Sunday afternoon to you. How are you? Yes. Many thanks to Claire for, once again, an amazing arts programme. And before that, of course, the lovely Vicky Michelle. Yeah. Tony looking after her there, and Tony, of course, was on with Sunday Lunch before that. Kev Piggott on before that. And a lovely Siobhan as well. Early doors. Yeah, so there we are. And right now it's Nige stepping out for you on a Sunday night.
Phoenix FM. Phoenix FM.
What's occurring?
There's no time for playing games. Love will take your body over. We can take
Ah, superb. There we are. That's a Rhythm of Your Love and Isabel Roberts. But music lined up for you tonight. So I'll tell you how you can get in touch in just a mo. So we have coming up next for you George McRae, Diana Ross, Grandmaster Flash. Remember that? White Lines. That was down to Melissa telling me about that one. Get It Right is coming up from Aretha Franklin. Of course, we have here in the studio with us this evening a fantastic man who's part of a group called Sold Out Live.
Hi, yeah, Dominic Bradshaw here from Sold Out, here in Phoenix 98 FM, and we're going to play some tunes tonight that fit with what we do going live across the whole of Essex and North Suffolk, so enjoy.
Yes, indeed. So we'll be coming back to that in just a moment's time. Great music all the way through, and of course it is Sold Music out, of course. Brilliant. Just what we want on a Sunday night with Nige. My phone keeps going off, so I'll say hi to some of you in just a moment's time. If you want to get in touch tonight, it's radio@phoenixfm.com on the email, or of course, message me on Facebook Messenger. Superb. There we are then. Diana Ross, one of my favourites of hers. My old piano. Tickling the ivories on a Sunday night for you. Righty-ho. So we've got messaging in right now. Hi Nigel, got the barbecue on. Say hi to the Princess Lisa, of course, and also to to the Princess Penny and Chase too. Hello Wynn, how are you mate? And say hello love, your loads. Yes, hello to you all. That's Anglesey. What, they got sun in Anglesey? What's going on? That ain't right, surely. So good evening to all of you. Hello to David up there in Scarborough. He's tuned in as well, so hello to you. And I've got to get back to our main man Mikey as well. So, right, music for tonight is all going to be soul and funk and that sort of stuff, and a nice rap record coming up for you after this. This is going way back in time. This is George McRae, and it's been so long. This is a tune and a half for the next 2.5 minutes.
It's Mikey's Breakfast on Brentford and Billericay's Phoenix FM, exactly 8:03, then on Wednesday, the 1st of May, pinch punch, first day of the month, used to run around the playground. Do you remember the things we used to do as kids? Chasing people with a bit of pull on the end of a stick, do you remember that? I'll still do it now.
Mikey's Breakfast, 7 to 10 weekdays on Phoenix FM.
Nigel, the Soul Father, with the best 70s and 80s soul and funk on the radio.
Oh, baby.
Nigel, he's a legend.
Bass.
Vision, dreams of passion.
Blowing through. My mind.
And all the while I think of you. A very strange reaction. The more I see, the more I do.
Something like a phenomenon.
Baby.
Telling your body to come along. But white lines blow away.
Blow! Ride, baby. Blow! Ticket to ride. White line highway, tell all your friends they can go my way. Pay your toll, sell your soul. Pound for pound, cost more than gold. The longer you stay, the more you pay. My white line, go a long way. Either up your nose or through your vein. With nothing to gain except killing your brain. Higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby, and don't ever come down.
Train race. Rang dang diggy da dang da dang. Rang dang diggy da dang da dang. Rang dang diggy da dang da dang diggy da dang da dang.
was the driven snow.
Connected to my mind.
And now I'm having fun, baby. It's getting kind of low.
Cause it makes you feel so nice.
I need some one-on-one, baby. A million magic crystals, painted pure and white. A multi-million dollars, almost overnight. Twice as sweet as sugar, twice as bitter as salt. And if you get hooked, baby, it's nobody else's fault. So don't do it.
Free. Rock. Free. Rock. Rock.
Higher, baby. Get higher, baby. Get higher, baby, and don't ever come down.
Free bass. Don't you get too high.
Don't you get too high, baby.
Turns you on.
You really turn me on and on.
Cause you gotta come down.
My temperature is rising.
And the thrill is gone.
No, I don't want you to go. A street kid gets arrested. Gonna do some time. He got out 3 years from now just to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
Gay sugar. Gay sugar. Gay.
Athletes rejected. Governors corrected. Gangsters, thugs, and smugglers are thoroughly respected. The money gets divided. The women get excited. Now I'm broke and it's no joke. It's hard as hell to fight it. Don't buy it!
Free! Rock!
Fantastic. There we are, back in time. Grandmaster Flash. Of course, that was White Lines. And before that, of course, we had the...
Get higher, girl.
Diana Ross and get Old Piano.
Come on!
It's amazing what you could do with a £10 note in them days, wasn't it? Cool, yes, right. So, anyway, in the studio with us right now is Dom, of course, from Sold Out Live. Tell us a little bit about Sold Out and what we can expect from you guys.
Excellent. So we've been around since 2003, just hitting our 21st year, playing mainly across North Essex and East Suffolk, doing a few things into London and down this direction of the A12. We've done everything from hosting our own black tie nights, putting large events on rooftops of pubs. We've played across the breadth of hotels and doing weddings across the region. And we've assisted ITV with their X Factor launches and things like that. So we've been really doing well. We are a cover band. We do mainly weddings and pubs and gigs like that, but everything mainly hitting on disco, soul, funk, from the last 21 years.
Yeah, I came to see you down at Sackett's Grove and was very impressed. And I heard about you before, but because due to circumstances between ourselves and myself, we couldn't get together to do interviews and everything else. But now we're on it. And I'll tell you what, they are absolutely awesome.
Thanks very much, Nigel. Lots of people refer to us as the band that's got the old sax player. Bob Bradshaw, going back to the 60s, where he was performing in London in Shaftesbury Avenue and lots of other bands, and sort of local legend in reference to being a saxophonist across the region. So, yeah, for those of you who are big fans of Bob, he's our sax player. And, yeah, you'd love to come and see us perform if you're into that kind of stuff.
I'll tell you what, the drummer ain't too bad either. So Dom's a drummer. Got a new, recently new singer.
Yep, so Vicky from over in Suffolk joined us last year. We had a male vocalist, Steve Casey, with us for the first 15 years of the band. There's not many bands on the scene that get to keep their musicians for this kind of length of time. When we started back in 2003, Steve worked with me. I brought my dad in as the sax player. My brother was around at the time. We all formed it as part of a charity function. It was meant to be a one-off gig. 21 years later, the majority of us are still in it, with a huge following as well.
Amazing, absolutely amazing. Right, here is, do you want to introduce this one?
This is Sold Out, and our Jackson 5 cover of Blame It on the Boogie.
control my ego. I just can't control my ego. I just can't control my ego. Sunshine, don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the buffet. Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on the moonlight. Don't blame it on the good times. Blame it on the buffet. Magic music grooves me. Steady rhythm moves me. The devil's got into me.
So I'm calling you Dominic. Back in the days of SGR, wasn't it?
Yeah, so yeah, I've done some other radio gigs over the time promoting the band and things when we've done big special performances coming up. And we were promoting back then a black tie charity do that we gave a load of money to cancer research. I was working for Barclays at the time. They doubled all the money we were raising, so it was an amazing effort to be able to do that. But went round with the SGR crew in the morning and did some promotional work and things. It was great experience. Not my first time in the studio, but first time down this end of the A12 doing it for Phoenix 98.
Yes, of course. We're very pleased to have you here. The interesting thing about you guys is that it sounds spot on, yeah?
We get a lot of that. For some reason, whatever it is we're doing, there's a lot of bands on the market, there's a lot of bands doing similar to what we do, but we get a lot of comments of people thinking we put a CD on, and we don't copy everything by the record. There's lots of extra sax solos.
Yep.
We're not a guitar-led band in any way, and we try to make it as funky as possible, do a lot of twists with our own versions.
Because you've got a bass player, and you've also got a main guitar as well, and yeah?
Absolutely, yeah, really funky rhythm guitarist, Rob, real consistent guy. There's no egos in the band, so not trying to outshine each other, which is great.
That's what I like about you guys, is there is no ego with you.
No, absolutely. And it's just built on experience, built on the fun of doing it, and with the following that we've managed to have, we've done a lot of lovely performances over the time as well.
Yeah, amazing, isn't it? Well, we won't mention no names, but obviously it is a small world, because a lady that you did a wedding for a few years ago, I know her.
Absolutely, yeah. Small world, absolutely. And some of these people that we've done performances for might have started off with their wedding, then we've done their 40th, then we've done their 50th, and a neighbour down the road. So with all those kind of things, yeah, most of it is word of mouth. We can only do a certain amount of promotion, but if you're not as good as your material and your live gigs, that's where it's all born at. So, yeah, we really focus hard on that.
So you had a look at my playlist earlier on. Anything on there you particularly wanted? A bit of Luther, wasn't it?
Luther, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Right to my heart.
Yeah, and we've got Aretha lined up for you as well, but this is Stop to Love. We love this. So I'll come back to Dom just a couple of minutes' time. We'll play another track from them as well and find out exactly what their favourite music is and how they do it. Obviously, we know it's soul and stuff like that, but there's so many different aspects to this.
Keeps keeping me awake at night, tossing and turning my life. Wanna kiss, wanna hold you so tight. Ooh, but I wonder whether you know or not. When you just hurry away, leaving me laying there in shock. I just wanna be the one that you wanna see.
But how can I ever love you when you keep working overtime? Too many empty nights could make almost any guy to look for the love he don't get whenever he's alone at home. Away in the day that you come and stay, I hate to see you go away. But you couldn't rest, had to be the best
to reach the top, but you did not stop.
Ah, there we are. Hello, hello. Well, yeah, we were playing for a minute. That's very, very good. So, anyway, now, after that fantastic loofah, of course, there's Stop to Love, a bit of a pregnant pause there for you, but never mind. This is a reefer, and get it right. Yep, so we have got Don't Leave Me This Way coming from Sold Out. Coming next. And then we're going to have another couple of tracks as well. We've got some great tracks lined up for you as well. Jackie Graham on the way, not the one you're thinking.
All right, gang, let's start.
No. Yeah, all right, gang, how are you?
Until we get it right, I'm gonna be on the one, and it's not over till it's done. Nigel, the Soul Father, with the best 70s and 80s soul and funk on the radio.
Fantastic, there we are. Superb, that is. Get it right, Aretha Franklin. Can't beat Aretha. She's done so many great tracks over the years. Anyway, nice bit of soul for you. And we've got some other tracks coming over to us very soon as well. From Sold Out. But let's just quickly talk about your music influences amongst yourself. What you've got amongst yourselves.
Absolutely, Nigel. So for me specifically, hugely influenced by Chic and the works that they've done over the years, and their huge back catalogue, whether the dance mixes that have happened from Dimitri in Paris, or specifically Nile Rodgers' influence on the music industry in general. Loads of the influences, a bit like earlier on, you're playing Diana Ross.
Yep.
You know, huge influences from that side. And managed to get to see him on New Year's Eve when he did the London gig that everybody got to watch on the telly.
Yeah.
I was there for that. That was an amazing night. So huge, huge, great.
Yeah, he's very good, isn't he, Nile Rodgers?
Anything to get you on the dance floor, Nigel?
He was Chic. He was all of them, practically, wasn't he? All of them on that sort of era.
Well, the influences as well over Madonna's major albums, David Bowie.
He did Bowie, didn't he? Yeah. Unbelievable. So what about the rest of the guys? Are they all fundamentally soul funk, or they play
different influences over the years? Certainly from the sax player side of it, it's a bit more jazz funk in there. David Sambor has been a huge influence on his playing over the years.
Amazing.
Absolutely. Guitarist wise, they've all got their influences and backgrounds. Guitarist and bass, certainly more funk and jazz from them. And singer wise, bit of Whitney, bit of Tina Turner, that's been huge influences to Vicky.
Yeah. And you did all those when I saw you at Sackett's Grove. It was amazing. The sound and the authenticity of it all was amazing.
That's really appreciated, Nigel, certainly with your knowledge of the music industry and stuff. That means a lot. To us, we listen back to every gig, we record every performance. We're quite critical of what we do to make sure it's spot on for the next performance.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, nice. Yeah, very good. So let's talk about this one coming up now then. Don't Leave Me This Way. Great track, this.
Absolutely. A bit more disco again. Yeah. We'll find another track in a minute that does something a little more soul-y for you. But yes, this one's a little bit more on the commune side of the version. But yes, this is Don't Leave Me This Way.
Baby,
give it up for Bob on the sax.
Boom. Bob on the sax.
Absolutely. You can tell the years it's taken him to get that proficient.
That was super. And the drummer helps her there as well. Brilliant work on the drums there. Superb. So we've got a couple more tracks coming up for, obviously, for Sold Out as well. So your influences really is the more of the soul side as well, you know.
Definitely back over the years. When we first formed the band, we were thinking of let's just do tracks that we really enjoy. Let's not aim ourselves at a particular market. Let's all the musicians in the band pick the songs that we really want to play. Yeah. And a lot of them then come from songs that were featured in the Commitments movies. You had the classics of Mustang Sally and things like that.
Yeah.
But people just wanted to play. Them kind of things now have been written off by a lot of venues. We then brought back lots of the female vocal songs. We brought back a lot of the songs that were more influential, your Stevie Wonder tracks and things like that, that really made the music industry. But we then got marginally influenced by a band that were doing the rounds called Brother Strut, who are huge now. They're featuring musicians that are session musicians that have been in other bands like Jamiroquai. And for us, that was a huge effort on how we can make our performance hit the street and play the most for our wedding customers, our corporate gigs, that sort of side of things.
Yeah, now I've got to... While you're talking, I've got it there. Mustang Sally, the Commitments. And I think you did that at
No, we haven't played that for many years now. Lots of venues banned it. It was one of those songs that, a bit like Sex on Fire now, people have heard too much. But we always did our own versions and play with them a bit more. And when you've got sax player like that, people used to ask for it. But nowadays it's old hat and people don't want to hear it.
Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes, they do. Oh, yes. Well, we'll play this one and then we've got a couple more sold out tracks coming on.
Phoenix FM.
Mustang Sally, guess you better slow than Mustang down. Mustang Sally, my baby, guess you better slow than Mustang down. You've been running a long time.
fantastic. There we are. That's the Commitments, Mustang Sally. So some people say, yeah, I heard it all before. A lot of the live bands play that as well. Yeah, I guess so. But if it's your cup of tea, that's what it is, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah, people are fans of it. People travel all over the country, well into Europe and to America for Northern Soul like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, huge great following.
Love Northern Soul. So, anyway, just very quick thank you to my very good friend, Michael Gray. He sent me a whole copy of the Optimism album. It's his brand new album. And I will do a complete feature on this album next week. Okay. It's OPTIMISM, Optimism. And it's a brand new album from Michael. Absolutely amazing. And just loving every bit of it. So, thanks, Michael, for that. And we'll get maybe one of the tracks on for you a bit later on. But next week on the show, it will be all of the tracks or a lot of the tracks on there. But right now, this is Shalimar and Friends, he is one of my mates, going way, way back to the very early 80s we got to know each other. He went into doing what he does right now, top man he is, and I went into radio. Small world, isn't it? Hey, yeah.
Because the bottom line is being fulfilled in every way that you
Yep, that's what it's all about in this wide, wide world that we live in. Friends, Shalimar. So, yes, a couple of years ago, I met them in London, done an interview with them, and then we spoke about when I bumped into them in Croydon. I used to live in Croydon at the Fairfield Halls, and we did an interview then back in 1984, that was, and they remembered it. How or what, I don't know, but they even mentioned some of the questions I answered them. Jeffrey Daniels and Howard Hewitt.
You're a memorable guy. You're a memorable guy. That's
yeah,
why
that's
remember.
Amazing. So, yeah, so that was really good. And I thought, yeah, all right, whatever. You bet you say it to all of them. But they remembered some of the stuff. So really, really nice guys indeed. So let's talk about what you was going to talk about then.
So, yeah, we were talking just off air about, you know, the other songs that we played on the night that Nigel had seen us. I was talking him through some of the other set list tracks that we've got, and he's picked another one, this time by Cool and the Gang. But we were going through artists like Jackie Wilson and Higher and Higher. We were talking about the various Stevie Wonder tracks that we do, Signed, Sealed, Delivered and Superstition, even I Wish. Great funky bass line on that.
I Wish is brilliant.
Absolutely. We're going to play later on a bit of Womack and Womack with Teardrops. But this one is Get Down On It by Cool and the Gang.
Amazing.
Phoenix FM.
What you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Tell me what you gonna do. Do you wanna get down?
Get down on it.
Come on, man.
Get down on it.
If you really want it.
Get down on it.
Tell me, baby, how you gonna do it if you really don't wanna dance by standing on the wall?
Did you back up off the wall?
'Cause I heard all the things you said.
Get down on it.
Come on now.
Get down on it.
Tell me, how you gonna do it if you really don't take a chance? I'm standing on the wall.
Get your back up off the wall.
'Cause I heard all the people say,
get down on it.
Come on now.
Get down on it.
If you want it.
Get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on now.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Shabba-dabba-dabba. What you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Tell me what you gonna do. Get your back up off the wall.
You should dance.
Come on. Get your back up off the wall.
You should dance.
Come on.